Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time for me to talk about your grossness, okay? Stop being gross. Sean is gross. I used to smoke, but I don't anymore. And I wish I had this Artisan Grange. I wish I had 975dip.com. I wish I had hemp, no tobacco, no nicotine. But yet you still get that sensation. You still get the flavor too. You can get the tobacco flavor. Or if you want mint and berry or whatever you want, you can get that too. But it's also got CBD in it, which has got healing powers. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a great way to get out of that horrible habit that you have, that dangerous habit that you have, go to 975dip.com. It's great. I'm telling more and more. The numbers that the guys told me of the people that are getting it is incredible. You guys are doing a great job. Get out of that dip. Go to 975dip.com. Do it healthier. 975dip.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I don't know if you've had it ever, but the Damaris Barbecue Baked Potato, what? It is really, really, you could put fajita meat on there, chicken, beef. You can put turkey on there. You can put brisket on it, whatever you want, with the sour cream and the butter and the cheese. Lance, you getting hungry? How about Yanni not bringing us any food ever?
Ever. He's a jerk. And I love barbecue baked potatoes, and they transport easy.
Yeah, but Yanni's a jerk, so that's a problem. That's our problem right there.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Frankie, he's a good guy. Maybe he'll bring one someday. But Yanni, can't count on him for anything. We got callers on the line,
yeah.
Two Joes.
Joe with Astros and Joe with Texans.
Let's get Joe Astro in here. What up, Joe Astro?
Morning, fellas. Hey, a couple things with the Astros. One, why don't you think they've extended James Click yet?
Yeah, it is curious.
He's done a decent job.
Yeah, it's a little bit curious. And, John, why don't you reiterate what you've said about what you've said about Jim Crane, that he'll just let that thing play out and all of a sudden you're gone.
Well, yeah, I mean, if Jim Crane wants you, okay, you know, they've made overtures to try to get Kyle Tucker. They haven't been able to do anything, but they got Yordan signed early. Bregman signed early. They got Altuve signed early and twice. They got Verlander signed. When he said, hey, go do that deal. I know it's going to be expensive to bring Verlander over. If he wants to do a deal, he's a businessman. He's going to get that deal done. That's what he does. If he doesn't, I mean, and it's not just players, it's front office as well. If he's not negotiating with you, if he's putting you off and saying, yeah, we'll get it done, there's a chance that you're not going to be there. Now, it'll be interesting to see what happens this postseason. If the Astros win it all, some of James Click's moves, let's face it, James Click inherited a wonderful situation. What general manager wouldn't want to walk into what James Click walked into here? I mean, all the work was pretty much done. All you had to do was put in some filler, the Gravemans and the Monteros and the Dubons and the, you know, just some guys that come. And now they've done a nice job. Don't get me wrong. He has made some nice additions. But for the most part, this was still what Jeff Luhnow. It's got his fingerprints all over it. It's basically Jeff Luhnow's championship if they win it. So it'll be interesting to see how many guys, you know, what do you have to pay a guy to make the kind of moves that James Click has made? And let's face it, they work together every day. Has Click brought stuff to Jim Crane that he's like, no, you know, we're not doing. I have no idea what the relationship is like. I do. I think it's telling, though, that he doesn't have a contract.
It's certainly at least curious. It's certainly a very curious move. Joe, would you have a problem with if he wasn't extended?
Yeah. I mean, he's kept Luno's, the way he does things there, and it's pretty successful. He's developed a pitching staff to where it's just so stout, both starting and relief pitching. So, and I know there's teams looking for GMs. So, I just don't want to get stuck with some of the clowns that we've had before with the Astros. The other thing I wanted to mention is, do you think Ledesma Diaz is an outfielder? It seems to me he doesn't have the arm for it. I don't know what this stuff is where when he's fielding left or right, he's sliding to try to catch stuff. It just, I mean, he looks ridiculous out there.
I don't think he's, I think he is a utility man. I mean, I think ultimately that's what he is. And I think the lowest priority on his position list is going to be outfield. And I think you have other outfielders that typically you'd like to play. The only time you're going to have him out there is when you want his bat in the lineup.
Right. He's a jack of all trades and a master of none, really. I mean, he's good. He's good enough to be out there. And he'll be out there in the postseason, by the way. And he'll probably have to be out in the outfield because he ain't taking Yuli off first. He ain't taking Altuve. He ain't taking Pena. He ain't taking Bregman. Now, maybe Pena, if he doesn't hit, if Pena goes into a real slump, there's a chance that Diaz is playing short. But other than that, I don't see any chance that he's out. He's in the infield. So, and let's face it, Michael Brantley not being there. I don't know if you want to play Yordan in the outfield every day. I don't know. But there's a good chance he's going to be playing your left fielder. And he doesn't have the arm like Yordan does, though. You're dead on that. You're dead right on that one. But you can pretty much predict you will see Ledesma Diaz playing some outfield for the Astros in the postseason. Let's get Joe Texan in here. Hey, Joe Texan.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's
man? This Astros team is great. I actually said Astros and Texans, but I guess he didn't hear me. But this team is really great, man. The pitching is great. They have enough hitting. The experience is so great to watch. I mean, we had a struggle after all those years with bad teams not making moves in the playoffs, and it's really great to see. But going to the Texans real quick, I feel like Stingley played a good game. I don't know if you guys have looked at that. I like to look at tape. I'm no Lance Zierlein, but I like to go back and look at the tape. And, you know, I feel like if he had Rivas or Peterson on the back of his jersey, he wouldn't have been called for those calls. And, they had a penalty in the end zone, went right back to him, made a great play. And a couple of plays, there was some separation. And if you go back and look, the receivers do the little push-off on the shoulder pads all the time. So, you know, I think he played a pretty decent game for a rookie. What did you guys think? And I'll hang up and listen, guys.
Yeah, it was okay. I didn't go back, and I haven't watched tape. I don't think it comes out until today, but I might be wrong. Maybe they bring it out earlier. I don't know. I thought one of the penalties, I thought the one down the field – he got called for. I thought he was actually in position and in phase. I just think he's got to stay disciplined down there. I can tell you the Pro Football Focus charting had an extremely low grade on him, had him allowing 7 catches for 95 yards. You know, sometimes that can be misleading because if you're playing off-man coverage and they throw underneath on you, well, you're given a cushion. You know, it's not a big deal. But he was he gave up a longer throw. He gave up the pass interference penalty down at the 2-yard line. So I think he could play a little bit better than that. But I thought what I want to see is the cornerbacks close in coverage. And I think that's something Stingley is going to be able to do. He's bigger. He's longer. He's fast. He's explosive. He's going to be there in coverage. He's not going to be getting left behind like other cornerbacks the Texans have had. So I'm fine with him. I didn't think that was a particularly great game, but he also, he's also part of a defense that kind of did a pretty good job of holding Denver down. Of course, Denver's kind of a self-check also.
Yeah. Listen, he was facing Cortland Sutton a lot. He caught some balls on him, and he had a couple of penalties. It wasn't a great game at all. It wasn't even a particularly good game for him. But, yeah, he was part of a defense that gave up only 16 points. Granted, it was to a bad offensive team, but they were targeting him. They're gonna pick on the rookie until they find out. You know, Steven Nelson is probably not gonna be picked on nearly as much as Shepard is, until, or Stingley is, until we find out what Stingley is, right? And he's a rookie, and, you know, he hasn't played much football over the last couple of years, and he had the foot injury. So if I'm a team, let's see what he's got. And I'm going to keep throwing on him, and if he's going to give cushion and we're going to be able to pick up some easy completions, I'm going to keep on picking on him. If I'm the Bears this week, I am definitely – I'm putting Mooney over there on him, and I want to see if he can go up and get balls against Mooney. I'm going to keep on doing that. Yeah, you know the NFL, Lance. If you find a weakness, and you know what? After what I saw –
you're going to keep going at it. Yep.
As Stingley, I'm going to keep throwing at him.
Yeah, you'll make him prove it. Can we – why are we not discussing the big topic here? I'm just seeing this, your tweet from last night. Now, yesterday during the show, you called yourself a, quote, man of the people.
I am.
You didn't sit in a suite. You didn't sit in good seats. You sat in the common man seats, which I still believe to be extremely good seats at the Broncos game.
They were good seats. They were, yeah.
Okay, like the common man. And
you I was in the stands with the people.
Did you common man it at Coors Field? Did you common man it?
You what?
Did you common man your – can you tell people your Coors Field seats while you're in the middle of being a common man? Where were you sitting at Coors Field? At your picture.
It was very nice seats. It was good
seats. It looks like you're literally the first row behind some mesh behind home.
No.
See, no what? You're not in the first row?
Second row.
Where's the first row?
First row was right picture. In front of me.
Was nobody sitting there, I guess?
Nobody was sitting there at the time. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, common man, second row.
With the commoners. With the unsung.
You are literally, you're not behind home plate, but you're also not even near the dugout. Like, you're closer to home plate than you are the dugout seats.
Every once in a while, I had to ask the on-deck hitter to please move to the left a little.
Mm-hmm.
So,
where did these common man seats come from?
Actually, they were gifted.
You did not pay for these.
I did not pay for those. No, I paid for the Broncos tickets. I did not pay for these. They were gifted, and it was a welcome gift. They were good seats, yeah. But I was still in a suite. Was I? No, thank you. I was with the common people.
You're not with the common people when you're on the second row and people are serving you beluga caviar.
Well, there was no beluga caviar up underneath. It's their Diamond Club version. It's not as good as the Astros Diamond Club, where they feed you. They've got a restaurant down there, and you go and eat. They had fried chicken, which was nice. There was no beluga caviar. It was nice. It was very nice, and I appreciated it.
Did you feel like you were part of one of the episodes of The Crown?
No, I did not feel like I was in The Crown. No.
Did anyone that you were watching a game with personally know Queen Elizabeth when she was alive?
No one knew Queen Elizabeth, all right? So there's nothing, it wasn't like that. And even, there were a lot of rich people there, but they wore regular clothes. They wore Rocky's gear.
They wore regular clothes. They wore Golden Goose and $500 white T-shirts.
No.
They shop at clothing stores where they've got like 8 pieces of clothing in it.
Yeah, and here's – oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you. I got a program for Gilbert. Look at me.
Oh, you did? Program
and a Broncos towel for him.
Yeah. You know what they say? Like, you're not supposed to feed the Bears.
No, that's not true. But he asked me for it.
I mean, when you do this, you know what happens when you do this. Remember when you gave Gilbert a dime? You gave him a full G?
Yeah. I gave him 1,000. Yep.
Yeah, thanks. Where's the next 2,000?
Yeah, right. No.
I mean, immediately he was requesting other things.
No, he was like, yeah, where's Jennifer Reyna? Okay, you got $1,000 instead of Jennifer Reyna. He'd rather have Jennifer Reyna for a picture. That's Gilbert, though. That's Gilbert. Anyway, I got him. I'm going to say, no, I already got it for you. Sorry, Gilbert. You wanted a program. That's it. Done. I did my duty. I'm done. Done. 713-780-3776 is the number. I will say this. Rocky's gear is so... I mean, Broncos gear is cool. It's orange. I'm not going to get any because if I'm going to wear orange, it's going to be Astros. But I was thinking, maybe I'll buy a shirt or something. It's a dull purple, and they got CR. It's not cool. There's nothing cool about the Rockies. Now, the ball field, the park is beautiful. It is awesome, inside and out. It is beautiful. They got to do something about their logo and their colors and stuff. It's just not. I don't know. Then I didn't go buy it. I was going to buy something, and I just said, "Nah, where am I going to wear Rocky gear? No thanks." I'm going to tell you this. And if I got into a fight with somebody because I was wearing Rocky gear in the city of Houston, and then I had to sue them, who would I call? The Morley Law Firm. That's what I would do. I'm going to call the Morley Law Firm if I have any issue whatsoever. Hey, do you have a DWI out there? They got expertise in DWIs, drug crimes, assault, sex crimes, prostitution, theft. Listen, you may be charged wrongfully, then again, you might have done it. No matter what it is, though, that you've done or you're being charged that you did, then you need representation. And the Morley Law Firm, you know what? They've got to, you know what? Everyone deserves representation, even the guilty. And so they're going to work their hardest to make sure that you get the best representation that you can possibly get. Now, there's an accident. If you had an accident with an 18-wheeler, if you have just a, if there's a wrongful death, medical malpractice, asbestos, the Jones Act, any kind of injury, if you've been injured, if you've been hurt financially by someone, then you need to sue civilly, you got that as well. All of these things are going on. If immigration is coming, say habla español, you've got help. You've got the Morley Law Firm. So if you're looking for that representation, it's going to help you out. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC making your dreams come true. Your dreams might be a brand new vehicle like a Chevy Silverado. The new Chevy Silverado, they're giving a $1,000 accessory allowance right now and $500 dealer cash back. Great opportunities to purchase your brand new pickup from Chevy. Gulf Coast Chevy has a great selection, but it's not only that. Getting the vehicle the way you want it with all the accessories you want, well, that's what they're making a reality for you right now at that $1,000 accessory allowance. And at Gulf Coast Chevy, it's always about making the buyer happy. And that's with trade-in value. That's with finding the perfect lease for you, finding a perfect purchase opportunity. And they'll even tell you, if it's not the right time to buy a vehicle, and this is what's different than any other place, they'll even tell you, hey, listen, we might have a better opportunity for you coming up in a couple of months with a brand new program that's coming out. That's the kind of honesty that you get from my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. So make sure that you check them out online when it comes to buying your car, or even trading in your car, selling your pre-owned car. Even if you don't buy one, they will purchase your pre-owned vehicle at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. Go to LanceZCars.com.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got to run out of here as soon as this is over. Got to catch a plane, get back to Houston. Done with this perfect weather here. It's gross. I mean, you want to talk, Lance. No humidity, about 80. We were sitting at the ballpark last night and said, if you could make the weather exactly what you wanted to, this would be it.
Oh yeah, Colorado in the evening is amazing. Oh. You said you were hotter at the Broncos game, but I promise you, on that same day, once it hit, you know, once the sun started going down and the humidity disappears, it was swamp ass yesterday here. Warm, swampy ass was the weather. And guess what? You're stepping back into swamp ass today. It's miserable this week. I don't know what happened. It's 5 days ago I looked. It was high. It was supposed to be 89. Now it's 99 on Thursday. Thanks for nothing, weather.
So it's weather's fault. Yeah. Why are you dropping a swamp ass?
Because that's what it is. That's just what it is. There's no other. It's what it is. They know, homeschool kids know, that's what it is. We live in a freaking swamp for some reason. I don't know why the humidity was flying back on us.
Was there weather yesterday? My wife flew out to New York. She's got meetings in New York all week, so I will be hung over every day. So was there weather? Because she had to be reroute to Washington. Must have been weather in New York then, huh?
Yeah, we had some storms here, but it didn't hit us out on the disc golf course out at Agnes Moffett. So, you know, I was good. I didn't have to worry about it.
What'd you shoot yesterday?
Level par. 21. It's the first time I've hit par there. 21-hole course. You're welcome. 3 bogeys, 3 birdies. Bing, bang, boom. Also, I felt like I was about to pass out at the end, man. It was so – I went at 1:30 in the middle of Swamp Pass. Cool. It was way hotter than expected.
Well, first of all, it's stupid because there's not 21 holes in golf. It's 18 holes. So everybody knows that.
Why is that random number? Why is that the number?
Well, because there are 18 – apparently it's because there are 18 shots in a bottle. And so when you're done with the bottle, you do a shot every hole. Legend has it.
Scottish did start it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that would make some sense. You could sell me on something like that if this were a game show to tell a lie. That sounds like something that's reasonable since the Scottish invented it. No, I just played the 3 extra holes they have. I just wanted to get the full tilt in. So, arm hurts today. Dental appointment. I'm going to, you know, ice up. Get back.
I thought you had your dental appointment where they were going to take out.
I was. I thought that was the case. It turns out it's October 14th, not September 14th. So I was wrong by a month.
You just missed it by a month.
I was wrong by a full month, but this is something else I got to do. So, by the way, did you see what happened with somebody sent this? I think they sent it to both of us. Did you see that Leonard Fournette was live streaming from the team plane after the game? I don't know that the Bucks love this when players live stream stuff. They show Chris Godwin. We can't play it because there's just too much stuff. There's too much beeping out that RJ would have to do. But Chris Godwin got into it a little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit with Devin White. Devin White said, we knew Jameis. He'll eventually just throw you the ball, which is fairly accurate. He had 30 interceptions with Tampa, and that's what he's done in his career. He's going to give the ball up. He did it again this last game. But Chris Godwin, who's probably friends with Jameis, certainly played offense with him, say, hey, man, why'd you say that about Jameis? Say what? What you said about him? And he's like, man, bleep that bleep. And he said, he gives you the ball. That's what I said. You know it. And I don't know. And then Leonard Fournette's laughing and said, hey, man, I'm on this stream. I'm on this live stream. And then, at one point, Devin White shoots a finger at the live stream. But I'm not sure the Bucks loved all the back. Maybe they don't care. The chatter that you actually hear. You kind of hear how the sausage is made. You see what it's kind of like in a locker room when you had Leonard Fournette's live stream, some of these live streams. And it was pinned by the Tampa Bay Bucks. So the Bucks are kind of co-signing, hey, this is the live stream, Bucks fans. This is what, you know, you can watch Leonard Fournette's live stream. I just don't know that they love all the stuff getting out there. I don't think any professional team would. I don't think most players would like the fans to hear what they're talking about.
No. What happens on the plane stays on the plane.
Unless
Steve McKinney, you know, is talking about it.
Right.
You know, he used to talk about it back in the day when he fill up Ryan Young's mouth with mayonnaise while he was snoring. That stuff happened. Unless you know, like Antonio Brown, when he did that in the locker room, if you don't know that a guy's doing it, it's that's bad because stuff can come out. I mean, like D'Angelo Russell. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Where he's that taping.
That was so bad though. D'Angelo Russell is literally – that violates – that's not two teammates just – you know, that is one guy secretly taping his teammate. Like, that's something that a federal – somebody – that's something that a confidential – what a CI or somebody who's cooperating with the authorities and getting, a wiretap from the mafia. Like, that guy got a video of Nick Young talking about cheating on his girlfriend. He literally got a video and released. RJ, are we wrong? That's exactly what happened, right? Because you're a Laker fan. That was Laker Nation at the time. That breaks so many codes. I can't even say. I'm not trying to condone Nick Young's behavior, but that's his personal business. Right. D'Angelo Russell, he put personal business out there.
Well, he not only taped him, but I think he gave it to the girlfriend.
Yes. RJ, what was the entire story on that?
Well, I think the entire story was, so they're in the hotel room. Nick Young is basically, you know, talking out in the open about how he's openly cheating on his girl. D'Angelo Russell, I believe, was a rookie at that time, is now, like, recording the entire conversation. He posted, thinking that it was a joke. And then, like, the rest of the NBA, when they found out that he did that, was like, dude. So, I mean, he was not loved by many NBA players following that.
Well, many NBA players, like, he fundamentally violated somebody's privacy across the board. That was, and that just shows you there is an age group of people, and that he'd be Gen Z. I think he's technically Gen Z. They're so used to living everything online, like all their business being put out there, that he thought it was a joke. Like, I wonder how fundamentally what his brain is thinking. Like, how is he fundamentally wired where he thinks that is a joke to expose your teammates' private business that he is confiding on you and make it public? That's what I don't like. You would think that there's massive beef between those two guys before that even happens. And even that is against the code. So that was wild when that one happened.
Yeah, that's totally breaking the code. What were we? I forget what we were talking about here. Fournette, you know, taping the plane, do live streaming the plane.
Yeah.
Now, if the guys don't know that he's doing that, like, I don't like any mic'd up. I like when the guys go, "Hey, just so everybody knows here, I'm mic'd up." Right? If you don't tell your boys that when you're standing there talking before the game, then you're breaking a code right there. That somebody is going to be able to take whatever you say that he thinks you're in confidence. Because there's more people that are listening to that thing that don't have any care about, you know, about your, they'll definitely out you for whatever you said wrong.
So
if you're mic'd up or you're streaming, you got to make sure that everybody there knows.
Well, but that's true, just to be safe. But the people who are on the other end of that, I remember talking to the guy from Hard Knocks about that. And he said, you know, that's something when you do sports documentaries or sports shows at all, where guys have microphones on them, there is, or even cameras, you know, the cameras in the room, that's why no coach, almost no team wants to do Hard Knocks, because they don't, they're fearful that private stuff will be made public. And that's why some of them get, you know, some say so over what can and cannot be distributed. And with Mic'd Up, it's the same way. They have to be extraordinarily careful with what they get out there. You have to have people who understand what is okay and what is not okay for being out there. Because you got a level of trust to mic up. You have to have a level of trust as that player, as that team, that they will shield the stuff that you don't want out there and not let that get out public.
You know,
and
I've never heard of it getting out like that. That's why I couldn't blame Brady for not giving his phone up to the league. Oh, no, I lost. I mean, I throw it out. I'm not doing that. You know what? Just like John Gruden, all those emails that they're investigating the Commanders for, John Gruden's the only one that got fired because he sent emails to the general manager of the Redskins at the time. And it was stuff that, you know, I should have gotten John Gruden fired, but he's the consequences of a Redskin investigation. Not any Redskin. It's John Gruden that got fired. Mm-hmm. So yeah, make sure that you, if you're sending something, or you're talking to somebody or whatever. Yeah. Make sure they're not mic'd up, people. You can't be sure with all the phones out here these days, those cameras though.
Oh, right. No question.
No. All right. So like Paul Wall and Bun B and XO, this is kind of a big deal, isn't it? That they're going to be out at U of H performing at the TDE at the Rice game. This is kind of a big deal, people. I mean, these guys fill up stadiums. These guys fill up concert venues. And here they are going to be performing at the Rice U of H game. There's reason enough to go spend money to go to the game. And now you got a family four-pack, too. Four tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four regular sodas for just $96. Go to uhcougars.com/promo, enter promo code RICE4PACK, or call 713-GO-COUGS to get your tickets today. It's Saturday. It's a big game for both teams. Rice is coming off a nice win against Louisiana. They look pretty good. I was watching it. I was watching the game. They look pretty damn good. This is no easy. This is no push. This is no layup for U of H. So tickets tailgating starts at 1. Cougar walk at 2:45. The game starts at 5. Spirit of Houston marching band. The Rice Mob will perform at halftime. Entertainment by the cheerleaders and Bun B, Paul Wall, and XO. Don't miss out on all the fun college football. Go uhcougars.com/promo or 713-GO-COUGS.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
So what does your website look like for your company? Are you being cast in the best light? Does it really do a great job of telling people what your services are, what you offer, the work that you've done? Does it show that? Are you interactive to the point that you can convert the eyes into actual business? Do you have e-commerce on your site? These are all questions that need to be answered, and they're all answered with my friends over at SiteJab. SiteJab has a suite of products that they engage in. They can build out your entire website to include e-commerce, to include video integration. They can help you film the video. They can work with you on social media management. They can do brand management and create logos for you. They can do pretty much everything for you. And that's very important because this interactive billboard is what is going to really help small and medium-sized businesses improve their sales. And this is your best chance to get people on your site, to keep people on your site with their eyes longer, and then convert those eyes into real business. That's what SiteJab specializes in. They've got over 24 years of experience right here in the city of Houston. Check them out on the website and set up your free consultation, sitejab.com.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, week two of the NFL season is in the books. Lance, what are your biggest takeaways from the first 2 weeks?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is what we saw last night. The Buffalo Bills are the best team in the NFL. I thought there was a good chance that could happen headed into the season. They were the favorites. I believe they were the favorites in the AFC. As a matter of fact, Josh Allen was a favorite for the MVP. So I don't think it's a huge surprise, but the level – they didn't have Gabe Davis. They had Jake Kumerow, somebody who had played with, you know, Aaron Rodgers in the past, and I think he was Wisconsin Whitewater wide receiver. He's been around for a while. That guy looked great. Dawson Knox looked great. Stephon Diggs had 3 touchdown catches. They literally – they had no Tre'Davious White. I mean, they literally look like the best team in the NFL. That's one thing that stands out. And I think the other thing that stands out is that the big quarterback class from last year, it's really going to be curious to see how that group is viewed in future years. Trey Lance out for another year. He's gone, right? Won't play the rest of the year. Justin Fields had some flashes, had some moments, but he still has a lot of work to do. Davis Mills has not really shown up the way that we hoped over the first 2 games. Trevor Lawrence, I thought, had a good, solid game. Mac Jones is okay. He's feeling like Mac Jones is going to be more okay to slightly above average than anything beyond that. And then I always forget the last quarterback from that group. Trey Lance, Mac Jones.
Oh, Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I forget him because he's still not playing. So.
Right.
That was supposed to be the year of the quarterback. I'm still waiting to really be dazzled by any of these guys.
Okay. Biggest disappointments 2 weeks in. Raiders, Titans, Bengals.
You better throw Colts in there.
Ooh, Colts.
Holy yeah, crap. I think to me it's the Colts and Bengals. Now, I didn't have high hopes for the Raiders personally. But I could see Raiders. They lost a team that most people think are better than them. That loss to Arizona was horrible. I mean, you can't lose that game when you have that kind of lead. You just can't lose that. They had to have a lot of things go wrong. They had to give up a touchdown late, a 2-point conversion late. They had a fumble late that was or in overtime that was returned for a touchdown. Like, there was a lot of screw-ups there. But to me, the Colts are not protecting the quarterback. They got away from running the football effectively with their running back, and defensively they did not hold up at all. Then you've got the Bengals. I mean, you've now – the Bengals lost to Mitchell Trubisky and to Cooper Rush. I mean, that's bad. That's about as disappointing as it gets. And teams have started playing shell coverage on the Bengals, and so now Joe Burrow can't have those wide open – not wide open, but those one-on-one shots down the field – and they're making him nickel and dime and try to fit it into windows. And it's a lot tougher for Joe to succeed now when he doesn't have the option of going deep. And so now teams have changed coverages on him. And 0-2 for the Bengals, man. After going to the Super Bowl, that is a bad look for them, especially losing to that Dallas team. That is not good, losing to Cooper Rush like that.
No, no. I think – now, listen, you mentioned – but when is your boy – when is Ballard going to catch something for this? Because let's face it, this is disappointing now. Granted, the quarterback play has been bad, but those are the quarterbacks he's chosen.
Well, I mean, Matt Ryan was about not being protected. I've got a bigger problem with offense. Well, I think Matt Ryan is who you think he is. He's been around the league forever. He's going to be a better option than Carson Wentz. He's like a 2-year window guy. That's who he is, but you got to protect him. And they did a bad job of protecting him. I texted with him yesterday. He's like, we got to get guys blocked. He said, we did it. He said, I watched every play twice, and I made sure the players and coaches knew about it too. We went through all the stuff. And I think, you know, from his job is to build the roster, and, you know, the quarterback, he got the quarterback in. Now they got to get it blocked, and they got to get it executed. And Frank Reich is going to Ballard just signed a 5-year extension. He can catch whatever. He's not going anywhere.
No, I'm talking about catching it from fans.
He's already catching it from fans. Yeah. I mean, that's already happened. That happens at every team. You start catching it. But, you know, they also didn't have – that's like Davis Mills not having Nico Collins or Brandon Cooks. Like, they didn't have Michael Pittman or Alec Pierce, the rookie. So they were – but Frank Reich ran it 9 times with,
yeah,
you know, like 5 carries in the first half for Jonathan Taylor. That's unforgivable. You cannot do that. So, but they haven't played well. The Colts lost to the Texans. They tied. That's right. It's a great tie. Everyone wins with a tie. And then they got their asses kicked by Jacksonville for the second game in a row, dominated by Jacksonville. So, yeah, Ballard, Frank Reich, Matt Ryan, the offensive line, the defensive secondary, everyone's going to catch it over there. They got to get Shaq Leonard back. They got to. Him being out defensively has made it's just made such a major difference. He's the big team leader, and they got to get Michael Pittman back. But I don't know. I think the Colts are in some trouble. They're not blocking very well, and they really can't. If Alec Pierce is an important piece as a rookie wide receiver, that I'd be concerned. That means that you may not have enough wide receivers.
Yep. 2 weeks into it, the Bills are power rankings. The Bills are way above everybody else. But, you know, Miami is looking really, really good. Nobody in the AFC South. The Bucks. I'm not believing in the Bucks. I'm just not. This Tom Brady thing, I think, is really going to wear on them. I tell you what, your prediction of the Eagles going to the Super Bowl, they look like the best team in the NFC right now.
Yeah, I've got Eagles Bills, so I feel pretty good about it early on. But the Eagles have some holes still. But who do you like in the NFC? You know, it was kind of an elimination. I'm like, okay, I don't love the Cowboys, and then you have the Dak injury. I really don't like him. Aaron Rodgers just doesn't have enough help around him. I would say San Francisco maybe has a better shot now with know Trey Lance is the quarterback of the future, but Garoppolo maybe right now gives him a better chance, John.
Yep, yep.
You buying into the Rams?
I'm not. If you between the Eagles – I got an Eagles, 49ers, Rams in the NFC, and then the Bucks. Man, how disappointing were the Vikings last night after the way that they looked? Oh, I'll tell you what, Justin Jefferson, who went from the best player in the league. Who told him who told him after week one he was the best player in the league?
Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers told him he was the best player in the league to nothing last night. But that was mostly on Cousins. Holy crap, did he look bad last night. Man, oh, man.
Cousins, yeah, Cousins was terrible. Those interceptions down, I mean, that's you're giving away points. That could have been a different game potentially if you could have put a little bit of pressure on the Eagles, but you couldn't. The second half was a snooze. Anybody who had the over was pissed off of that second half. I don't blame most of you.
Wait a minute. Who are
you? 31 points in the first half, and look what they did in the second half. Disgusting.
Who are you specifically talking to?
I'm upset for over bettors the same way I was upset for under bettors when the Purdue – did you see what happened in Purdue-Syracuse? They scored 42 points in the fourth quarter.
My God. What went from just a lock under to an over on the last 7 seconds of the game.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Man, the whole fourth quarter. By the way, did you see the hit? Well, you were at the baseball game. You didn't see it. I had one of those moments where I had to turn away from the TV. Dane Jackson, cornerback for Buffalo. Did you see he was diving to make a tackle, and then coming from the other direction like a head-on collision, one of his own players was coming down, making a downward shot, and Dane's head was up making a tackle, and his teammate hit him right in the head-on collision, and it bent his neck back. I thought he had broken his neck and maybe even died, except for the fact that he was immediately moving around and punching the field. He was in a lot of pain. He went to the hospital, but it was horrific to watch. Like, I really feared that I was watching something terrible in real time.
Yeah. That's so scary. I hated that. All right. We got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, I want to talk about Dr. Michelle Menavis. She's awesome. Guys, she's young. She's smart. She's pretty hot, too. I mean, okay, get your perv on. But here's the deal.
She's hot, guys.
Yeah, no, she is. I'm sorry. There's nothing you can do about that. And so here's the deal, though. It's mostly she sees 50 and 60 and 70-year-old people because it's all about an enlarged prostate, right? And that's what happens when you're a little bit older. So don't even try to hit on her because you're old. So here's the deal is she's going to help you, though, and she's going to help you better. Do not, if a doctor has told you that you need surgery, if you don't have cancer, do not get surgery on your prostate because you don't have to. A simple IV, that's all you need from Doc Menavis. She is unbelievable. She'll take an X-ray. She'll take an ultrasound, an MRI, and then you will get she'll do an IV. Don't get surgery. People, if you have an enlarged prostate, and it's kind of dangerous because it could hurt your bladder, your kidney, your urinary tract, all of these things, go see Dr. Menavis. She's going to help you painlessly. A long lunch is all it takes. Just go. 975prostate.com. 975prostate.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
News of the Weird brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Want to thank Coors Light for sending me out here. Well, really appreciate it. It's been a great trip. I wanted to see. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go to the brewery, but that would have been awesome. And a lot of stuff that I had to do yesterday trying to get some equipment fixed. But and they weren't. The brewery wasn't even open. I was just going to go look at it, but it didn't happen. Got to go to the Broncos. Got to go to the Rockies game. Just great stuff. I really appreciate your Coors Light, and I'm going to be coming back to Houston and buying you Coors Light. So be ready for my tweets or announcements here on the show about buying you Coors Lights in the very near future. Lance, let me ask you a question. A dad bought his newborn son his own $2.8 million yacht and $34,600 wardrobe. Do your children wish they were born to him instead of you?
They will when they hear the story.
Yeah, right? Did you buy your kids a yacht? No.
No. I did not buy my kids a yacht, and they have not bought me a yacht. We don't watch games from the second row of baseball games. We don't have that kind of money.
Well, I don't either. I got them for free. Otherwise, I would have been, up way up there. Way, way up there. So, yeah, that just so you know, we don't spend money. I don't have that kind of, I'm a man of the people. That's what I am. That's all there is to it.
That brand.
I am. That's what I am. Let me ask you this, Lance. Your kids got teachers, right?
Yeah, they have teachers.
Do you think they should have a teacher who was arrested, a 24-year-old elementary school teacher, on suspicion of forcible disruption of business after she placed beet bleach in curry to be served to the children for lunch?
I do not want my children. First of all, my children would never eat curry. If it's not the most bland, plain thing in the world, they're not going to eat it. So my children would be safe. But I do not want that to happen to other children. So I do not want that teacher to be in any of their schools.
No, right? I mean,
yes.
I don't think you should put bleach. I know they're rotten kids that you just want to destroy them. You want to kill them, right? But there's got to be better ways than getting caught putting bleach in their food, right?
Yeah, there's got to be a better way than that.
There's really got to be a better way. Really
got
to be.
Got
it. Lance, here's a poll. Over 50% of U.S. adults say they have $1,000 cash stashed at home. Do you have $1,000 cash stashed at your home?
I'm not going to answer any of those questions.
It's a poll, Lance, and you have to answer yes or
I don't have
no
to answer a poll. No, I don't.
You don't have $1,000?
Nope.
Okay. More? Less?
I have less. I have $0 stashed here.
$0
I only
stashed.
Have crypto.
Okay. All right. I'm just wondering.
I only have Bitcoin.
The 6 worst foods destroying your sex life, Lance. Processed foods and sugar. They're not good for you. Processed foods are not good for your sex life. Buffalo wings. Not good for your
sex
life.
Wow, buffalo wings, because it's the spice or what?
No, because any deep fried food.
Oh, okay. Deep fried food. Okay.
Beer and cocktail. See, this is a stupid. The cocktail.
Oh, keep going.
No, this is a stupid.
Now all of a sudden you don't like it when it hits home.
No, it helped. Beer and cocktails help your sex life. How are you going to get her to have sex with you? Buy her with cocktails. That's how you get her to have sex with you. See, this is a stupid list. Microwavable popcorn, fatty red meat, deli meat. Listen. If that was the case, I would never have sex because I eat all of these things. All of these things. Okay, so this is a stupid list. Twix addict spends $350 a year on chocolate bars. If you could spend, which chocolate bar would you want that you would have every single day in your life?
Oh, man. Every single day it would probably be some type of dark chocolate. I mean, if I'm just going hardcore, it'd be a Snickers. But it'd probably be a dark chocolate bar with a little bit of almonds in it.
Yeah.
Mine maybe a little sea salt.
Milk chocolate Hershey's with almonds.
Yeah. No, I'm fine with that. I'd probably go dark chocolate. But yeah, that's fine. We're in the same category.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like milk chocolate better. I just like milk chocolate. There was a family that checked their bank account, Lance, only to find that they were $99 billion in debt. Do you think if you checked your bank account at any point, you would be $99 billion in debt?
No. I'm guessing there was a... I'm guessing there was a glitch at the bank.
Yeah. No.
I hope so. Or the spending is out of control.
Right. Here's a problem. A nurse on OnlyFans was fired because her coworkers were watching her videos at work. Is it her fault that her coworkers are watching her video and she should be fired?
It's not her fault that they weren't working when they were supposed to work. Was she making OnlyFans videos at work? No.
No.
Bring her back. Bring her back.
Right. Was she is she too big of a distraction?
No. That's your fault if you're watching that.
So, for example, could we have an OnlyFans person work for us?
Paul Gallant's up next. Maybe Pauly G's going to OnlyFans it.
You think Pauly G should OnlyFans it at some point?
Let me tell you, if I could make money doing OnlyFans, I'd leave you so fast.
would that be a distraction for everybody?
Yeah, I think it'd come up on radio shows a lot. But that's I don't know that we're watching, though. I think that'd be the difference.
Well, don't we get into rabbit holes? If we were watching
that's a good point. Yeah.
Page during the show,
it's easy to get into rabbit holes. That's actually a good. That's actually a good point.
Yeah. No. I think it would be too distracting if Paul was had an OnlyFans page. Yeah. I don't think that we could get that job done. Hey, we're about done. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for being with us so far this week. I'll be back in studio tomorrow. Thanks to Coors Light for having me out here in Colorado. Just great, great stuff. Lance, before we go, a little underdog.
Well, so I gathered up, it was just four of us. There was me and three other listeners yesterday. We just did, on Mondays, we had two different games. You can do a four-man draft, and that's what we did. The guy who had Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs brutally annihilated us. That actually happened yesterday, so he was the winner. It was just $10. We just put $10 in. He won that, but that's an example of you can go in and create your own private drafts for you and your buddies. You could do it for the entirety of week three in the NFL season, so you could put together a 10-team league and do it that way, a 6-team league. We're going to do it again coming up for this week, so make sure that you're listening in. Or right now, send me your username or send me a direct message, and I'll send you the link to the next draft. So send me a direct message right now on Twitter if you're an Underdog subscriber. And if you're not, go to underdogfantasy.com and use promo code Lance. They're going to match up to $100 of your first deposit. And it's a great way to play daily fantasy, to play the high-low game, the pick 'em game, where you pick higher or lower for the stats for a player in a particular game. Yesterday would have been a great day to have higher on touchdowns for Josh Allen, but have lower on Justin Jefferson's total yards. That's an example. You pick those two right, you're winning three times your original play on the pick'em game. You pick five of them right, and you can only go up to five, you're winning 20 times the original play. So it's a great way to win money. It's a great way to take your fantasy football information and knowledge and put it to the test and win actual money with Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com or download your local download the app onto your phone, but make sure on your first promo code you use promo code Lance on your first deposit so you can get a match of up to $100. It's underdogfantasy.com.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.